The White House Report.
On board Air Force One, President Trump came back to talk to reporters. Reporters got a chance to hear a little bit of TikTok about what happened, what really happened at that meeting with President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Take a listen.
Basically, what I do right now, we go back to the hotel room and then we leave tomorrow.
Right.
I'd rather fly during the night and get back. And I had the choice. I had the option. We almost didn't because, you know, they weren't prepared for this. We were supposed to leave tomorrow morning at 7.
Right.
And instead we leave tonight, so we'll be arriving when we were supposed to. It's good. We saved a little time.
When did they let you know they were leaving? Did they?
Oh, no, he was right on time. He was actually a little longer than we thought. He was right on time.
You mean Chairman?
Yeah.
He was right on time. No, there was nothing more we could have done. We had the agreement done.
And what are the next steps?
I mean, the only thing he could have done to the discussion.
Yeah, like 100 questions.
I wonder if he's done it. Yeah. I wonder if he's done it.
They can't take off.
Let me ask you this. Sit down and have a good flight. Good to be with
you. Can you come visit with us some more later? It's a long flight.
Let's see how we feel. It's 26 hours now.
You're going to take a nap
You're
now?
You're vulnerable in 26 hours. You become vulnerable, then Steve will ask me a killer question.
How is the first lady doing, sir?
She's doing great.
Why couldn't she fly? Is she on blood thinners?
30 days. I don't know what it is, but 30 days she's not supposed to fly. She's doing great. In fact, she was at Ford's Theater last night. And they had the award to the great Jack Nicklaus.
That's right. Great man.
Do you have any lingering concerns about Kim since he's been such a bad actor?
I can only tell you that from the time I've dealt with him, which is really like starting 90 days ago, it's been very strong. I think he wants to get it done. And we should all want that to happen.
So no disappointment whatsoever. Even a tiny bit of you is not disappointed.
Well, don't forget, we set up a platform, so it wasn't like he went in knowing. I mean, he understood what we had to have. Really, very little. The remains, I asked him at the very end, because so many people have asked me about their sons, their fathers. So many people have asked me about that. You know, during the campaign, I said, I don't even talk to him. You know, I'd say to myself, I can't say this, but as soon as I had my first opportunity, which was toward the end, I said, could you do it? He said, we will do it. They're going to do it. They're going to start working on it.
And how do you make sure you get people in there to make sure he denuclearizes? How do you get people in there?
Well, we're going to have to check it. We're going to have to check it. And we will check it. We'll check it very strongly. But he has a plan, total and complete.
And you trust him?
I do. You know, as I told you, in 6 months, let's see.
A total plan.
The answer is I do.
A total plan for denuclearization? You said he has a total plan.
He's got a total plan. Yeah.
For denuclearization?
It'll get done.
So is this
I'll see you guys maybe later.
Thank you, Ms. President.
For updates on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.